Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 490, Can We Retire in Our 40s? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I am Dan, your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. For now, let's get to our content as we optimize your life. Can We Retire in Our 40s? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. Today's question comes from Ben. He asks, quote, I stumbled upon your site from Yahoo Finance. Very inspiring. I like your investment style because it's so much more relevant to where I am in my life. Most of the stuff I find is focused on folks about to go into retirement. Am I on the path for financial freedom? I think so, but I always like good advice. I'm working in a career that I love. My wife, not so much, but she makes good money. Ideally, I would like to create financial freedom for her so she can quit whenever she would like while maintaining our current lifestyle. Our financial scenario. We live in Northern California, have two kids, a 2.5-year-old and 6-month-old. My wife and I are 30. We have a house with a 15-year loan that will be paid off by the time I'm 43, and a car payment that will be paid off when I'm 34. I'm not a fan of racking up our credit cards, so we pay them off every month and collect the points. The savings account has about 6 months of reserve in case of emergency. We do like to spend, but I have a pension plan at my job, and so does my wife with a 403b, where she contributes about 15% of her income. I do not have a 403b or 401k, but I have started setting aside a portion of my paycheck, around $800 per month, into an investment account at TD Ameritrade. So here's the deal. I haven't started investing it yet. I haven't felt completely comfortable finding a spot to put the money. I like the idea of the low-cost index funds at Vanguard. What would you recommend? Should I reach out to someone at Vanguard to see what they would recommend? There is another option. My wife and I have an Edward Jones account where we receive an inheritance check every year from her grandmother. Super grateful for this. That we invest annually in American funds, Class A shares. The mutual fund charges a 3.5% fee, but has returned about 13% over its lifetime with a dividend of 3.5%. Not too shabby. Should I further invest my paycheck into the Edward Jones account, or diversify and go with a Vanguard low index fund? To summarize, Edward Jones account, around $112,000 invested with an average return of 13% and 3.5% dividend, $28,000 in cash with a $28,000 per year deposit. Ameritrade account, around $10,000 not invested with $800 a month deposit. Ultimate goal, grow the investment accounts to $1 million by age 40, then to $2.25 million by age 50 with a 3.5 to 4% dividend. Goal number one, give my wife the freedom to quit when she wants, at or around age 40. Goal number two, give me the option to retire before I would withdraw from retirement accounts, around age 45 to 50. Maybe I'm asking too many specific questions, or possibly I need help seeing the math to get our family to those goals. Either way, I appreciate you writing your experiences on your site. It's really helpful. End quote. What's most important for you is staying disciplined and persistent, and the key to staying disciplined and persistent is having a story you tell yourself. Think about it like this. Say you're overweight and you want to lose 20 pounds. That's great you want to lose 20 pounds, but what's the story behind losing the weight? You have to dig deep. Is it because you want to take the stairs without losing your breath? To be there for your kids as they grow up? To love what you see in the mirror? It doesn't matter your story. The only thing that matters is that your story matters to you. And the more powerful the story, the easier it will be to stay disciplined and persistent. That's how I was able to retire in my 30s. I didn't want to look back on my life and realize I wasted it doing things I didn't want to do. That was what I told myself every day that kept me disciplined and persistent. You have a good story, so now you need your number. And the math for this is easy. You take how much you spend and multiply it by 25. For example, if you spend $40,000, you need $1 million. This is the 4% rule. It means you can safely withdraw 4% from your investment accounts each year, adjust your withdrawal for inflation, and never run out of money. So if we plug your numbers into an investing calculator, we discover you need to invest $4,000 a month to get to $1 million in 10 years. That's based on a 7% return. Invest $2,700 a month, and you get to $2 million in 20 years. To say that another way, you need to be investing somewhere between $32,400 and $48,000 a year. With your $28,000 a year inheritance, you only need to make up the difference, and the $800 a month you're setting aside puts you in that ballpark. As far as investments, most people can do just fine investing monthly into low-cost, broad-based index funds. Both Fidelity and Vanguard work well for this. Of course, when you're investing in the market, you don't get a neat and tidy 7% return every year. The markets go up and they go down, making it impossible for anyone to tell you exactly when you're going to reach your goal. But if you have your story so that you stay disciplined and persistent, you'll get there. It's just a matter of time. And that goes for pretty much any goal in life. You just listened to the post titled, Can We Retire in Our 40s? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And before we go, don't forget that you can hear today's author, Chris Reining, narrate one of his own articles on Optimal Living Daily. That's episode 757. And that'll do it for the day and the week here on Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks so much for being here as always and listening every day. Have yourselves a great weekend, and I'll see you back here Monday, where your optimal life awaits.